Part 3. Listen to Mike's message to his friend Terry. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi, Terry. It's just Mike here. I hope you're feeling better. We need you for the game on Sunday. They changed the time, by the way. It's not on at 11 o'clock anymore. Now it's on at midday, and Coach says we have to arrive by 11:30 a.m. Got it? I'm still really disappointed with Coach's decision to give Paul the captaincy, though. I really think it should have been you. I even said that to Coach, and we nearly had a big argument about it. He thought I didn't like Paul, but that's not the reason at all. You're the best player on the team, and a natural leader. I can't think of anyone better to be our captain, that's all. Do you know what's funny, Terry? Coach was worried you'd be upset about the decision. I told him you wouldn't have a problem with it, though. You just want to play football. I know you don't mind who the captain is, and maybe I shouldn't have complained to Coach, but I just felt you deserved it. You know, we're really going to struggle to win Sunday's game, don't you? We're missing Nick, Peter, Jake, and Sam. They're all injured. Even though we won the league last year, I think the Hornets have a good chance of beating us. In fact, I'm quite worried. If some of our injured players don't recover quickly, we might have a really bad season and finish near the bottom of the table. We've got to be optimistic, though, right? Anyway, you know how after the game we usually go watch a movie at Nell's house? I was thinking, why don't we change it up this year and do something different? I'd love to go bowling after the game. We never do that anymore. What do you think? See you soon. Mike.
Now listen to the message again.
Hi, Terry. It's just Mike here. I hope you're feeling better. We need you for the game on Sunday. They changed the time, by the way. It's not on at 11 o'clock anymore. Now it's on at midday, and Coach says we have to arrive by 11:30 a.m. Got it? I'm still really disappointed with Coach's decision to give Paul the captaincy, though. I really think it should have been you. I even said that to Coach, and we nearly had a big argument about it. He thought I didn't like Paul, but that's not the reason at all. You're the best player on the team, and a natural leader. I can't think of anyone better to be our captain, that's all. Do you know what's funny, Terry? Coach was worried you'd be upset about the decision. I told him you wouldn't have a problem with it, though. You just want to play football. I know you don't mind who the captain is, and maybe I shouldn't have complained to Coach, but I just felt you deserved it. You know, we're really going to struggle to win Sunday's game, don't you? We're missing Nick, Peter, Jake, and Sam. They're all injured. Even though we won the league last year, I think the Hornets have a good chance of beating us. In fact, I'm quite worried. If some of our injured players don't recover quickly, we might have a really bad season and finish near the bottom of the table. We've got to be optimistic, though, right? Anyway, you know how after the game we usually go watch a movie at Nell's house? I was thinking, why don't we change it up this year and do something different? I'd love to go bowling after the game. We never do that anymore. What do you think? See you soon, Mike.